Chairman, Stephen Mayne again. I'd like to come back to the relationship with Westfield Trust. We've heard from the auditor that the management contracts cost zero and therefore are in the books at zero. There was an interesting article in the Financial Review this morning talking about the recent sale of the Indooroopilly Shopping Centre by the Trust in Queensland. And one of the quotes by Robert Harley was as follows, that this is explaining why the Commonwealth Property Fund paid such a huge premium to buy Westfield Trust out. The quote is, "One key driver was clearly the belief that the Commonwealth Property Fund could boost its returns by cutting out the Westfield management fees." Now, I guess my question is that we've got an amazing PE multiple in Westfield Holdings, which clearly assumes that these management fees are going to go on forever. Can you tell us how protected is Westfield Holdings against someone coming in and saying we'd rather someone else manage the shopping centres? Because Westfield Holdings and the directors here don't have any investment in Westfield Trust. So their 37 unit holders can surely call a meeting, come along and say we're paying too much to Westfield Holdings, we're going to shift the portfolio to someone else. Now, what protection is there for Westfield Holdings to stop that from happening? How long-term are those management contracts and how secure are they legally from something like that happening?
The only protection any company has to keep its business is performance.